It's far from a rare disease. One in 26 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed in their lifetime. That makes it twice as common as cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, and multiple sclerosis combined. We're talking about epilepsy, a broad term for disorders that cause seizures. Despite how common it is, people with epilepsy say it can be alienating. Graylin Brasher from APRN met some Anchorage residents this weekend who are trying to change that.
Anchorage resident Shelby Thompson is 16 and has a rare form of epilepsy called Javon syndrome. It can make normal teenage life hard.
It's tough for me because, like, after I have a seizure, I don't remember. You know, like, I'll put my homework somewhere and then I have a seizure and I wouldn't remember where it is. Or I kind of felt like I just stood out because I have epilepsy and I don't know anyone else who does. And when I come here, I know people who do have epilepsy and who can also relate to me.
Here is Mary Egan Sullivan Park on Saturday, June 4th, where the Anchorage chapter of the Epilepsy Foundation Northwest held its annual Run Walk for Epilepsy. The event is the first of 14 that will take place across the Northwest in June, from Alaska to Oregon.
We know that we all share a common goal of talking about epilepsy and spreading awareness.
About 30 people gathered for the walk, having raised more than $6,000 to support research and an Oregon summer camp for kids with epilepsy. But more important than raising money, said attendees, was raising awareness and offering support. Co-organizer Jenna Baldivez said her husband Dylan started having seizures when the two of them were in their early 20s.
We had to navigate so much, and we had no idea how to do that. And it took years and years for us to feel like we figured out how to live with it, you know, how to incorporate it in our day-to-day lives.
She said it's still a challenge because even when controlled with medication, the disease is unpredictable and so much of it isn't well understood.
Something happens and you don't have an explanation, and so it can be really difficult to come to terms with that. I mean, if you have cancer, then you have, okay, this is what we can do, this is what research is showing, this is what's been done, and epilepsy isn't there yet, and maybe someday we will be, where we have more concrete answers, where we have more experiences, but we're not. So we're in this sort of uncomfortable transition stage where people know about it, they're uncomfortable about it, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know how to reach out, and we're trying to progress forward and make awareness of, like, you're not alone. These feelings, this experience, normal.
Co-organizer Alexis Lochner shared why building a community around epilepsy in Anchorage is so important to her. She's lost 3 loved ones to the disease through seizure-related deaths: her older brother, her grandmother, and her fiance.
I've just seen how it's impacted so many different families, so many different age groups, and I knew that something needed to be done here. It helped my grieving process to put my energy into knowing that I could help somebody not have to endure what I had to.
Lochner is studying to be a nurse practitioner specializing in epilepsy treatment, and she carries cards in her wallet with first aid tips. Don't put anything in a seizing person's mouth, that's an old myth, but do roll them on their side and try to protect their head. She agreed that events like Saturday's walk are important because they help those with epilepsy and their loved ones feel less alone.
After I lost my ex-fiancé and I looked into it, I Googled and I could not find anything in Alaska for people with epilepsy. And to see 3 years later us having this solid foundation to build the community on, it's really just inspiring in itself because we've come a long way.
That community means a lot to Shelby Thompson, the teenager with epilepsy. She's been seizure-free for 7 months, but she's going to keep speaking up.
This is what I have, and I'm going to have it for the rest of my life, and I don't want anyone to be alarmed by it. It's just something that I have, and I'm going to live with it, and I might as well, you know, tell people about it and make sure everyone's aware.
I can't do it without you. So let's give it up. Woo for you guys. For
in Anchorage, I'm Graylin Brasher.
All right.
For more information on epilepsy, go to alaskapublic.org.